Today we're talking the season finale of Real Housewives of Potomac. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Just the soul's here.
Oh, you better take that picture shot. I see that.
Right.
Post that on y'all Snapchat. What up, AfterBuzz? This is your boy DJ Jesse Jan here in studio for the Real Housewives of Potomac. I'm joined in studio by my girls, Sha Jocelle.
Hey, everybody.
She came in with that swoop.
Had to.
She can't wear my headphones because it's got to stay perfect.
No, I have.
She has a really important situation, we'll call it, after. Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Hey.
Hey.
Let's talk about it. I don't know, it was kind of a meh episode. It had a nice little tie-up at the end.
But, yeah,
but honestly, the first 30 was kind of...
Mm-hmm. It was all over the place. The most entertaining things within the first 30 minutes was Michael's tacky joke about the sea urchin.
Oh.
When you have salty things sliding down your throat, and Katie was like, not today. And of course, when Karen was sending, what's her daughter's name, Raven. Off to college.
I can't.
And making her promise that she won't kiss boys, because boys turn into the devil at midnight.
Just kiss them after midnight or kiss them at all.
Right.
She knows, she said on the first year, don't do anything.
Like, don't kiss them at all the first year?
That's what she was implying, yeah.
So let's talk about
Karen. It's impossible. It's college.
First of all.
You know how many people's mouths you're in college?
But how are you going to say that after you just said last night I was offering Ray the feather? Like,
well, because she's married.
Girl, bye.
Please, not this week, guys.
Yeah, no one needs to hear about the feather, Karen. Because etiquette-wise, I don't think you should be talking about that. You know, if you're on television, your daughter will be able to see it.
Well,
maybe it's subjective.
It is. She wants her daughter to have, like, healthy fun when she's married, just not right now.
So how are your parents, like, you go off to college, were they like, Karen, like, I have to see you as soon as possible, like, go get your life, I'll see you in 2 years.
I'm a middle child.
I'm the elder. And my parents, they did the same thing with all three of us. They encouraged us. It wasn't like a rush to, and we're very close. We're a very tight unit. But my mom had that spirit about her. She went to college when she was 15, and she went across country. So she kind of encouraged us to. I think that's healthy.
My parents rolled me up because I went to a summer program that started before the actual school started. So they dropped me off. They prayed and was like, don't get caught up in no bull, basically, and prayed to Jesus and was like, deuces, and I didn't see him again for like 4 years.
It's healthy. You gotta let your children spread their wings, because if you stifle that growth, you may end up with a 30-year-old in your basement.
Ooh.
That may be your thing, but, you know, we got things to do out here. We got dreams and goals to snatch.
Okay. She's also 18, not 16, so... To feel like you're going to spend your 18th birthday with her as she's away at college, come on.
You out of line.
Come on, Karen.
Let her get her buzz on with her homies. Like, and somebody's
out of order. That's why you need to make sure you go far. You need to make sure you go far. If I was Raven, I would have went far.
I would have gone to California.
Yeah, now she knows how to fly, though. She'll be like, boop, boop.
She'll be like, popping up to see you.
I wish Karen would pull up at the Van Nuys Airport in her single-engine personal plane. Yeah.
Boys are reckless. What did I tell you?
They are reckless, girl. She ain't lying about that.
I was going to say, no, that is the gospel truth.
Because I believe I made my own rule. I didn't drink until I knew who my real friends were. Because I didn't want to be caught up in no bullshit.
I ended up at like the hospital the first week I was in New York. But my real friends took me to the hospital.
There you go.
All right, Robin Giselle took the kids horse back riding. That was cute. They said it was this conversation that they want their kids to be around kids like them because the area they're in, there's not a lot of kids of color.
And I thought it was interesting how Robin said that a lot of black kids that are raised around privilege, they end up being sheltered in like these private school environments and they don't end up knowing who they are, so to speak. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like a Ben Carson. So,
I'm sorry. Ben Carson wasn't sheltered.
I know. That was just a little political dig.
Because
he's endorsing
himself.
Trump.
He sheltered in his future
but,
life.
But
not when he was stabbing people
cutting
in
brains
Baltimore.
And stuff.
But yeah, so she was kind of like reiterating that, you know, you need to be around your own, kind of keep you.
I mean, yeah. in America, I think it's kind of important.
What is your culture?
You need your culture.
Because that's how you end up getting sucked into respectability politics and you get your feelings hurt because you think you the good black. And then you come across that one racist person that doesn't care that you were in private school and horseback riding.
Because you still
and then you
black.
Get, exactly. And then you get the shell shock. You get the rug snatched from under you and now your feelings are hurt.
I was just excited to see black people when I got out. I was like, oh my God, there's more of us. And mind you, the college I went to still only had like 6% black people. Ooh. But my high school was so much worse. I was just like, oh my God.
I grew up in a mixed environment. I never craved, I guess because I had so many cousins and stuff, but there was a little bit of everything in my high school. Like a little bit of, like every racial group and religion was actually represented.
Girl.
So I got a chance to learn a lot growing up. I'm talking about like kindergarten through senior year. And then for college, I went to a HBCU. So
K through 7.
I never had a shortage of black people, except for when I was in elementary. Like, I remember my kindergarten class.
Where'd
it was just
go?
Me and... No.
Where were they? Just for those couple years.
They moved into the community. Oh, that's okay. What I'm saying. Because in my kindergarten class, it was me and one other black person. Shout out to Toby. But it was just me and this African boy. Seriously.
He was an African named Toby.
His name was Toby Adeyemi. Hi, Toby. We're still friends to this day. We've known each other since we were 5.
Speaking of 5, we saw Giselle with the kids and they were making like a dinner because grandpa was coming over. I love her relationship with the kids.
Yes. Yeah.
Those kids are just adorable, smart.
Now, I wouldn't watch a spinoff, but I'd watch a special. I'd watch a special.
I wouldn't watch a special yet.
Maybe a Christmas special.
Maybe next season.
Like a holiday with the, like, very kid invested.
I love her relationship with her daughters. And her daughters are just so smart. Like, they're just putting butter on the bread. Do you want it all over the bread or in the creases, mommy?
Spread it.
Just shove it in there.
They're just
so cute. And the fact that they all got that joke, the mom laughed with it.
They have so much pizzazz.
Yeah.
Like, Giselle just seems like the kind of parent, she doesn't hide things from the kids. She explains it, gets them up on game.
And that's going to work towards her benefit when those girls start blossoming into young women in high school and stuff. I feel like that's really gonna work to her benefit.
Do you feel like one of them might you? Oh,
I mean, there's
turned.
Always a rebel in the family. Come on now, there's always
there's
a rebel,
always
but
one.
So, but I know all your tricks.
I feel like
all three. You never know.
I don't know.
Two of them are twins. So.
Oh yeah,
but twins are very different. Just because they look alike,
they could rebel in different ways. One could be rebelling with boys. One could be rebelling because of school. Like
true,
you just don't know.
True, but they're still their own individual people.
Grandpa Kurt. Curtis comes over and he sat down for dinner. I loved seeing Giselle's kids interact with him. Like, it was almost as if, like, same attitude. They treat everybody the same.
Mm-hmm.
He tells this story about Martin Luther King in this concert that he was around.
The fundraiser.
They put on. And what did you guys think of that story? I thought that was... I don't feel like I haven't heard something like that on television. Someone give that kind of a story on television
about Martin Luther King's generosity,
miracle and miracles, faith, and like stuff like that, like on a reality show. Like I watched Too Much Love and Hip Hop.
Too Much Love and Hip Hop. It's nice to see like the
because
you know
joy
on Roha,
and spirit.
We get her to hear about like the movement with Portia's family and all that, but it seems so misplaced because of what happens on that show. So it was kind of cool to like see somebody who's walked with King. And has an actual like one-on-one story. Like it's nice. I think it's beautiful.
It just reiterates what we knew about this man's generosity and his patience.
And then they quickly brushed off over the award that he had received, I guess, that night. That's why he had came to dinner.
And the kids still thought the story was too long.
Yeah.
Which but I appreciated.
Their kids.
Ashley
and Michael, they're having this baby talk. Which they marry, they live
and eating sushi and drinking liquor.
Very cute.
Sea urchin. Have you ever had sea urchin?
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really as salty as Ashley was saying that
I mean,
it is?
It's pretty salty.
But it's edible, right? Still with
I think
a little sriracha or wasabi or something.
I wouldn't put sriracha, but yeah.
This bitch puts sriracha on everything.
Not sriracha.
Hot sauce.
Frank's Red Hot, actually.
You know,
send
you're
me my
Frank's
check.
Frank's Red Hot.
So I do. I
I'm
love.
A trappies girl.
I love.
You know.
Frank's Red Rooster. Red Rooster.
Michael doesn't understand Karen. He cannot put it in his head to understand what type of person this is, how her brain works. Like, he can't wrap it around. And I think Karen feels the same. Yeah.
I must have missed that part. Michael can't understand Karen?
Because...
What's she so upset?
What she's so upset over.
Oh, okay. Right. About the beach house and all that stuff. Yeah. She was totally tripping.
And then we saw a quick... I wish they showed a little more, but of the restaurant Oz.
Yes.
Welcome to Oz.
And she tried to explain that one front area as if it's supposed to make you feel like you're sitting on the front porch of, like, a house. So I was like, wow.
Well, Courtney, didn't you say it got bad?
Shout out to whoever in our comments left that article in the Washington Post about the couple. And I read the whole thing. It was great. They said that the restaurant opened to not so great reviews and they've already changed chefs and making some changes. But I mean, restaurant business ain't easy. So it takes some, you know.
It's lucrative if you get the formula right.
Yeah. And they said something. I think if I remember correctly, they need to like. They changed some of the decor a little bit because it was a little bit not quite great. But
looked like their house. Like it looked like 90s inspired with the wicker chairs.
Well, it was supposed to be like on the outback. But if you have
good food,
then the furniture don't matter.
Right.
Because
I've eaten at some places that I didn't care about the decor. The food was so good.
So they're working that out, but I hope they work it out. Side note, that was a really great layout of them. They had a lot of pictures, couple pictures together and stuff like that. It was a really great layout.
I never realized that they had that nice spiral staircase leading up to the rooftop until today. When Michael was walking up, and Ash was like, "Give me a minute, I want to look more blessed for you."
Okay.
Like it. Ooh, that's a nice place.
Apartment. That's a sexy spot.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
Yeah, and then at the end, they had said that the restaurant hasn't even broken even. But I mean,
To be
October
expected,
from here to October.
Been open 6 months. Like you know, that's
and
not
depending
a surprise.
On where it is too. Mm-hmm. So all right, so then we get Katie. Who, I mean, Lord, Jesus has just given her the day that she had asked for all season long. she's heading to the farm, which her family owns.
She purchased it. To get away from the world. Yes. And, she got tired of people touching her. That's a direct quote. So.
Okay, Kylie.
She bought it when she was a model. And she has her little getaway farm.
Oh, that's precious.
I mean, but as a model, can you please change Andrew's shirt?
Hey.
That blouse?
His blouse.
Like, did you get it from Wasteland?
It was shrunken.
From Madea. From Brown.
It looked like it smelled like an attic or like a mothball.
Yeah. And she said his jeans were too tight, but they look like straight leg.
Yeah.
Like all the way down. Like
I'm just about to ask this. Does he have a little stomach on him?
Yeah. I don't know. Probably like a little beer belly. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
It's like, I'm not even going to go there.
No, there's nothing wrong with having a little stuff. You know, I like a solid man.
I got a little bit.
A solid NFL player.
I'll take that too.
I was kind of weirded out because then I was like doing something at the time, so I kind of lost track of the show. But then Katie's laughing pulled
she
me back.
She was so irritating. Why was she so giggly the whole time?
Y'all know I can't stand Katie.
She sounded like she just came off the gas, like getting a Cheez-Fix. Like, I was like, why are you laughing? There was nothing funny.
No, no, I can't stand her.
They get married. They get engaged. And then she says,
she ruins it.
Yeah.
She ruins it by saying, now I don't have to give you an ultimatum. Who says that?
Engagement and marriage are two different. If he's saying this as he's getting up from the two knees.
Like, girl, just be happy.
I know people who have been engaged for a long time. I know people are in this very studio, who not in ours, but I'm saying that works throughout these AfterBuzz hallways that have been engaged for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, but Kevin and Maria. 15,
they weren't engaged though. Yeah. Like they just got engaged.
That's I know someone crazy. That was.
It's like you get engaged when you're about to get married. Like why? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, y'all just dating. Yep. Like just date.
Nothing's worse than a long engagement.
I don't believe in a long engagement. Engagement should be long enough for you to plan your wedding.
Yep.
In general, about a year.
Uh huh.
If it's longer than that, you're dating. You're not engaged.
So five years totally out of the...
that's not even an option. That's not even an option. You proposed too soon, huh?
Why did you propose at all?
True. All right.
But
so,
I would still wear the ring. I just wouldn't call myself engaged.
Put on
please.
A different, a different finger.
I'm not tarnishing my left...
I would keep my ring.
I'm with you, sure I would.
I'll wear it, but it ain't going on this hand.
I'll be like, Janet Jackson, put that shit on my ear. All right, come to Jesus lunch. So Karen is there with Giselle, who sits in the center seat. Mm-hmm. Karen has washed her hands clean once again with Ashley.
Supposedly, yet you're still at this table to talk to her.
I love seeing Charisse hungover, or just to rewind it really.
Oh, quickly. At the beginning,
that was cute.
Yeah.
No one's heard from Katie. She was mad late. And Giselle feels that once all the girls arrive, she said, okay, here's how we're going to do this. I have this reserve sign. So when we pat, that's like never going to work.
Ever. It's right. Never. It's like the speaking stick.
Exactly. From summer camps. Yes. That's not going to work.
With your children, maybe. But
it's not going to work. Like Karen said, not with this group of women, honey. That's not going
to
work.
Unfortunate that you cannot allow somebody to complete their thought and then chime in.
Yeah.
Well, girls, what the did you think about Miss Karen going off on Ashley talking about... No, you know what? Ashley has a fascination with my daughter. Why don't you just let Michael stay in, ejaculate, procreate, and have a baby of your own? Don't dare put my child's name in your mouth again.
I was trying to be understanding of where Karen was coming from with her comment about not wanting her daughter to, like, befriend, so mm-hmm. to speak, this Ashley.
Because I get that.
In her age, I understand
they're
that.
They're a decade apart.
In their age range. Like, it's a, yeah, so I kind of get that. But then she just
are
took
they,
it
they
all.
Are they a decade apart?
Yeah, they're, they less than a decade, they're like 7 years apart.
Yeah, Ashley's 26, right?
Yeah, so and they're like 7 or 8 years.
Well,
so
Karen said they were 10.
But they could be in college together,
yeah, they could
technically.
Be, they're within age range, but if you're, but at the same time, Raven is still a teenager.
Yeah.
So she's not really necessarily to be exposed, or I, as a parent, wouldn't necessarily want her hanging out with a
26-year-old. And it's different if, it would have been different if Raven would have met Ashley as a co-worker down at the pier,
right.
Yeah. Versus, oh, this is my mom's friend,
yeah.
type thing. That adds a whole
That's a
different
little weird.
Dynamic.
So I understood
yeah.
where she was coming from, or at least I thought I did. Where she was coming from. But then she just takes it to the next level, like, you're not a real woman because you haven't had a child yet, and, like, it just was too much.
That was
like,
that was an extremely problematic comment.
Well, so she tweeted something out where she basically said that my sister doesn't have children. I would never say that it takes away from...
But you did.
But that's exactly what she said. You said real women have children, and
you
I know...
You said what you said.
I know a lot of women who have children who ain't shit, so...
Oop. Ain't that the truth?
I do. I know. I can count them probably on one hand.
Oh, I could use a couple.
But they are out there.
Oh.
So having children does not
make you
define your womanhood. It doesn't make you any more realer than the next.
Yeah. You know, so for me, there was just like, Karen, she's a fun character. She's going to be releasing her etiquette book. She's writing it now. But watching this scene, it just kind of made me feel like, at what age do you stop? Like, at what age do you, like, watch this back and be like, you know what? Like, that, I took it too far.
It should have been 15 years ago, at least.
I get that she's trying to make a show. Like, she's doing a job. But at the same time, her going after Ashley, am I the only one that this makes absolutely no sense to me? Like, I'm so team Ashley with this. I never thought I'd say that based on Ashley's introduction. But I'm so team Ashley on this. Like, you the one that's tripping. I'm chilling. I'm at the table. I'm chilling. Like, every interaction, the past 3 or 4 times I've seen you, not only have you been going in, but it's been without merit, and you've been doing way too much. Like, way too much. She has.
And her husband,
and
too.
Her husband.
Like, I can't with the reunion next week.
She's doing way too much.
One of those sexual fantasy with all those
girls. 7 girls.
No one.
No,
ever.
Honey. No.
Especially
Karen. No. And then she starts
Michael would wear Karen's wig before he would fuck her. Like,
probably.
Stop.
Like, can I borrow that?
Ashley hits it to me on the head of the nail. She said, you're insecure.
Yep.
Michael don't want your panties. And she starts laughing.
And you're trying to project something onto me. That's what I think. At its core, that's what this situation is. Karen, I don't know if it's so much of an insecurity, but I feel like some may write. That may be, yeah, there's probably insecurity. Some may write, and she's trying to project.
Like,
some...
almost like this is the show, and here come the younger girl. Like, because at first it was Ashley, Katie, and it seemed like the older women, and then the younger girls.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if from that aspect,
there's a level of intimidation, jealousy. Something is there though, and Karen's just trying to. I feel like she's trying to fish. For something to make sense as far as me not like to justify her not liking her.
I think she's just judgy as hell. Like, I think she's just judgy as hell. Because she's looking at her like, oh, girl, you're not super smart. You married up.
You do the pull-out method.
The pull-out. Like, she thinks she's less than her intelligent in terms of her intellect. She also thinks she's less than her just in terms of, like, existence, period.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like she's just, and she judges their relationship because it's not, like, what she considers normal.
Your eyeliner right now is popping.
Oh, you like
Sorry,
her?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's just, like... hypnotizing.
But yeah, Karen's one of those people that's like, oh my god, if your husband like likes to go to strip clubs, then something's wrong with your relationship kind of friend.
And like, I didn't like how she was implying that I didn't notice that the first time until
they showed up
Katie, right, they did the flashback, like, you freak.
Freak of them, like,
but you the one talking about
feathers, tickle, ooh,
you know what I'm saying? We about to walk around naked,
so,
and I would like, you
everybody's freak status is whatever it is in their relationship, and you don't get to be judging her when you doing your
but like ish. Honestly, think about what has Ashley really, like, she twerked on Giselle, which Giselle later twerked on someone else. Like, Ashley really hasn't come out here and been like, oh,
Ashley's probably more conservative in the bedroom than Karen.
Oh, probably. She's probably like, I sit on it, I put my mouth on it, but I won't let it go in my ear or anywhere else.
And Karen's in
the Karen's like, having toe sex. Whatever you can do, Grandpa.
Foot jobs.
Busting out the Nutella.
Like, you like that, Daddy?
All right, can Katie comes. That? She announces that she's engaged, and Robin says that
she's
cute,
in a bubble of love.
But I'm popping your bubble of love with a Black history lesson.
She's like, oh, here we go again.
And then Katie does the she doesn't care, and it turns into like that. Well, okay, we gotta separate Giselle and.
That was another person.
Yeah, Robin. Giselle, because I understood what Robin was saying, but then Giselle
was not abiding by her own rule, and the rule reminded me of the episode of Martin with Shangalangalang. Oh. When Shanae was trying to be an AKA or whatever that was, dignified women or whatever. You know, they talked in code back then, but it reminded me of I Have the Bell Right Now.
It was, yeah. Let's do Katie and Robin first. So, because okay. That's where it started. Yes. So, Katie is kind of, at first Katie I felt like had some good points, and Robin
did
had
too.
Some good points too, and then it fell off with the hypocrisy.
She said she was trying to show their hypocrisy by calling them biracial.
Which made no sense.
Yeah.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Like, I was with you, Katie, and I understood it, but...
And this is when I fell off with Ashley, because Ashley was like, oh, she getting deep. You getting deep talking about hypocrisy. No, baby, no.
Ashley just heard a buzzword, hypocrisy. And she, you know,
it had three syllables. You decided it was something that it was.
She getting philosophical.
I'm like, oh, that's so smart. You smart, Katie, you smart. No.
Then Giselle... I felt like she turned the situation, because I felt like it wasn't consistent with what happened at the party, what she said at the party, and what she's saying now. But she basically said, well, basically, I felt Michael disrespected you, Ashley.
By smacking other people.
That was not consistent, because she also said... the preface to this statement was this: it had nothing to do with white, black, gay, or straight.
Lies,
that is a blatant lie.
You know, you looked at it that and said, "Oh, look at white lie. Men. They've known each other behinds for." What,
that was a blatant lie.
So did you also look at for that to be a lie with Giselle, for Robin to keep saying like, "I don't know that. Is that a white thing? I don't know that. Is that a white thing?"
Robin,
like, don't you think that it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe where she grew up.
That's why Katie said, ask a white man. Why are you asking me?
Yeah. Well, that's why she asked you, because you got a white man.
But so. I feel like every question can be asked. It just is how you go about asking it. And Robin didn't ask that question in the most tactful or tasteful way.
But they had already determined by their judgment. They were like, oh, shit, that's some white shit. Like,
exactly.
So don't play like, oh, I'm just asking, yeah. Like, right. For sure. Because, like, I don't right. know. Do black people do white people do that? Like, that's
She's
not
like,
where
straight
it came
black
from.
Men don't da 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 da.
And she told on herself by saying that. Mm-hmm. Straight black men don't do that. It's a white dude thing. Like, so you had already made the determination, yep. Which is totally fine. Like, I'm not necessarily disagreeing
so
with you.
So quit trolling me
but
with the
stop
question.
Playing, like, it's like a legit question. Like, yeah. You know what you were doing.
Giselle then stood up and pointed at
this would have been
Katie
so
said,
boring without Giselle there.
Yeah, honestly.
This would have been so boring without her there.
You act like you have a problem with being black. And I do
and I
have
agree.
To say, well, see, I don't know, because I looked at it like this. Giselle said maybe deep and internally, but in the situation Giselle was saying, you said that you weren't black. She didn't say that. They rewound the tape. She said, I felt like she, Giselle's asking
it.
Her a weird ass question. Like,
she dismissed
we
it.
We know
dismissed
I'm black it. And white. Yeah. And Giselle she keeps holding
it.
On to that.
Well, no, I think it also came from, because they also had that other conversation at something outside. I don't remember where they were, but they were talking about what boxes they would check and whether she checks what
one.
Box and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's clear that Katie doesn't necessarily, and it's her total right to not identify just as a black woman.
That is true.
But
she does almost allude to there's almost something.
That, like, there's
wrong,
something,
but...
like, not okay about just being black. And
yeah.
I can't speak for we all, but I can say that in my growing up as a black woman, I often am aware of the feeling that somehow if there's a little something else in you,
mm-hmm.
that's the good part of you.
Come
and so
on.
That's why it gets, and that's why I can understand Giselle jumping up being hostile about, well, you act like you don't want to be black. Like, there's something
Because it might have
be
been
black.
Triggering.
Because it's
based
triggering.
Based on Giselle's
exactly.
own upbringing.
So it was much more
Because she might have been called biracial. Yeah, okay.
constantly being questioned. So that might have been triggering to her. But I never thought about it like that, Courtney. But there is this thing in the community with the other part of you being the better part of you.
So is that like where the Cherokee, like...
Yeah, like justified. To kind of justify my blackness.
Yeah, and it's like that
like, I'm black, but oh, my grandmother was... Don't get in the
same... And even if you're Caribbean or something, it's the same thing. Like,
good hair is horrible.
Any little piece of something else that is not just black American, your people was just the slaves that were over here and what anything extra in some way is valued a little bit better. If you're a little bit trendy, like that's something different, like you're not just black from America.
Makes you exotic.
It makes you exotic.
And then the whole good hair thing is just, if you have not seen Chris Rock's documentary Good Hair, you need to check it out, because that term is so, so problematic within itself, because what determines good hair?
Boop! The best part of it, actually, I don't know if you picked it up because I had to rewind. I was like, what are they saying? In the moment where Giselle stands up, Katie says, I'm not doing this here with you. We're at a restaurant.
She wasn't coming. Someone in the back,
no, but someone in the back was like, they were going, we're outside. Actually, we're outside.
No, that happened because she said, you suck all the air out of the room.
And who said we're outside?
And Giselle was like, but we're outside.
That was Giselle?
Yeah, she actually said it.
Katie said, you're a nasty woman. You're sucking all of the air out of the room. And Giselle was like, but we're outside.
Oh, I didn't look at her.
Yeah. She said it like twice. The camera was on her.
Charisse agreed with Katie. She felt like Giselle and Robin constantly come at them with this race conversation.
But the way she said it was her understanding of Giselle and... what's the other girl's name?
Robin.
Don't talk. Because she said it like, yes, you guys do bring this up often, and it could be seen as something that people would take offense to.
Right.
Which is what she told me.
But Giselle and Robin, like, I feel like they're kind of, you know, unpacking some of the issues that they may have being, you know, lighter-skinned black women.
Light-skinned black girls. And then they ain't biracial, so they've been on the struggle their whole life. Like, no, we are black. We are black. And all the black girls are like, but you ain't black.
You ain't black.
Because you half white.
But we're not half white. Look at my mom and my, like, I can see it.
I totally see that.
I told you. Mama, look. I told, like, you can just see it.
And they're what, in their 40s? So, yeah, they were, like,
they're still unpacking issues. And 20s. I can see how women like Katie could and them could clash.
And Katie's also a whole 10, about good 10 years younger than them. Mm-hmm. So her, like, growing up experience was probably even more accepting than what they experienced.
Exactly.
Even if they weren't biracial. You know, they weren't biracial.
And they're from different sides of the tracks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except for Giselle comes from a pedigree.
Yeah. And then Ashley is even younger.
But she moved into
Potomac,
right? Katie's the only one that was born and raised Potomac.
I'm just saying, like, school-wise, like, Giselle, I feel like Giselle was, like, at all black school, inner-city schools, and Katie might have been in the burbs type thing. So it's two different experiences.
So, you know, they give us the picture at the end with what they're doing. So Charisse is
Which looks so 2006.
Yeah.
Like, that graphic didn't give me 2016.
Well, it totally matched.
I felt like it was like a PowerPoint.
Yeah. It didn't give me,
I mean,
like...
they didn't invest a bunch of money in the potato mac just yet. They had to
I know, season. But it just was... Mm-mm.
The girls
didn't
even invest in it, guys.
I felt like I was watching, like, Netflix or Hulu.
But if it was too fancy...
Season one, like...
How to Make a Murderer.
Yeah, like, it just was weird, the graphic. Sorry, that bothered me, but go
ahead,
Jesse.
They all picked a word, and Charisse picked happy. And then it showed us that Eddie's still in Jersey and she learned how to doggy paddle.
Congratulations.
Katie picked love.
And she got a new weave. Anyway, sorry.
I love Charisse with black hair, by the way.
She said that on Watch What Happens Live. Because when she appeared a few weeks ago, she had black hair. And they were like, she was like, I got a lot of feedback.
A lot
from
of, from the show.
About my hair, about my clothes. And so I took some things into account. I was like, good girl, good.
I like her with the black hair.
The black hair is
definitely, I mean, she
better.
Didn't look bad with the brown, but...
Katie's word was love, and it seems like she doesn't have it, because apparently her and Andrew have broke up, gotten back together, but then Andrew said, I'm planning on getting married in June
2022.
Baby. Jesus, where will
two
I
years
be?
After Kanye is president.
Oh my gosh.
Or New York, because on the Next 15 reunion, New York announced her campaign.
Oh, really? Sure. That'll be about 2 years after I'm in season 4 of my talk show.
Hey. Speak it into existence. Karen says wealth. She's still dating Ray with the feather, and she talks to Raven 4 times a day.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. I don't believe
four
it.
Times
Mom,
a day?
No. Well, she says she taught, like, well, that maybe it be texting.
Or it could be Raven being like, can you deposit?
Yeah, because college, come on now. Like Sheree said to Portia, you're going to deposit some money in, mm-hmm. in Cairo's account. But that's too much. Student. That is too much.
Four times is a lot.
No
a
one
lot.
Likes a helicopter, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Not at college, man. Just mm-hmm. don't answer the phone. I wouldn't be answering the
Karen
phone.
Would be down there so fast.
Giselle says all. And really all she had going on was the Every Hue Beauty makeup line.
And I thought it was so random that they said she has no interest in getting back with Jamal.
Yeah.
Duh.
She said like, that all season.
I didn't even get an inclination that she wanted to get back with
Not
Jamal Bryant. So
bit.
What was the point of post that? They were just looking for a bullet point.
And they didn't have
one. They didn't, yeah.
Because there's nothing going on.
There's nothing going on. They were better off saying that her daughters are now entering the fourth grade. Like, yeah. I mean.
That yes. would have been more interesting.
Ashley said dynamic. Her restaurant, Oz, hasn't broken even.
It'll okay. get there, girl. I'm rooting for y'all.
Yeah.
Work
that
harder.
Was great. I
Look at Oprah
them.
And the OWN Network. Look at Jay-Z and
exactly.
Tidal. You'll be okay.
And then we got Robin, who their house got foreclosed
Yikes.
And they moved into something smaller.
They said with an updated kitchen, though.
Yes.
Congratulations.
She probably has an
you didn't
island
house anyway.
And a gas stove.
Might have some stainless steel appliances, maybe some granite
marble.
You know,
I love a good kitchen.
And on that note, let's head into predictions. All right.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
All right, so next week, the reunion.
I predict this will be the tackiest reunion since the first Real Housewives of Orange County reunion.
Lisa Frank styled this whole entire reunion.
It's horrid.
It's
not horrid, but horrid.
Everywhere.
It's horrid.
Doing too much.
It is glitter. It is sequins.
Sequins.
It is wand curls and sew-ins
like
and
Kesha
earrings.
Just threw up
and
was like...
It is, it's awful.
Ladies.
It's awful. And where did they even film? Budget.
You know?
Because I look at, like, the ballroom yep. that the Atlanta Housewives are in, and they look like they're in someone's church reception hall.
But if you go back to season, they always start them off.
Yeah, they start, yeah.
Then you can work your way to the bigger room.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But they're still in charge of their own wardrobe.
Yeah.
But you know that they do, don't they do themes for wardrobe?
I mean, they could, but damn.
What was this one? Glitter? The rainbow?
I mean, fine, but.
Love and hip hop.
Right. Love and hip hop New York.
All right. So Giselle versus Charisse. They look kind of heated. And Giselle looked kind of surprised at Charisse a few times.
We'll see. Who was peeing on the couch? Was that supposed to be Karen or Charisse?
Yeah, that
was confused.
Karen.
Yeah.
Kesha, Giselle was implying Karen needs depends.
We get Ray versus Michael, and then Michael comes. Don't come for me, Michael. Men aren't supposed to come for the women.
Mole and all.
Girl, like, no one wanted
But he to. Made a point. I mean... If you really look at it, Karen is the polar opposite of what Michael is married to. So why would I be trying? I mean, it did happen
never
with
an indication.
Yeah, because
really.
Maria
mean,
Shriver and the
exactly.
maid.
Exactly, and he could have totally
Arnold.
Just been into the boobs and wanted a little like playtime.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? But
I mean, Maria Shriver yeah. with Arnold and the maid.
But
that
he
happens.
Didn't do anything to show that. Like if he
right.
had come, showed up and was drunk,
it wasn't
like
this was Apollo
and
Kenya.
Exactly.
Right, like dancing on and
jumping in pools together.
Exactly. Then I would understand.
Smoking cigars.
But she's just taking it to the next level.
She's just
show.
Looking for anything. Like I said, she's looking for anything.
No Andrew and no ring.
And then she starts to cry.
Well,
giving me
that sound a little
great
ADR.
Value, Cynthia Bailey.
Without the blended eyeshadow or the good
blended thing. Weave.
Then we get Katie versus Robin and versus Giselle, which I'm sure just all
the same
issue.
Story that we had at the table.
One big clusterfuck. Okay. Like,
I hope it's
I'm
only
like,
one. They didn't say part one, right?
It
just said reunion. It should just
it
be
can't
one.
Be
it better
two.
Be just one.
It
I'm
can't. There's nothing to talk
one.
About.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just one.
Jesus.
Because they didn't say part one of the Potomac reunion. Yeah. I don't think.
Yeah. And Andy, you can't carry that for two episodes. Sorry, bud.
No.
Love you. All right. Well, on that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can keep in contact with me on social media at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Char Says So.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
Boom. We'll see you next week for the reunion. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.